السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, I want to talk to you about modernism. You must wonder, what is modernism? There is a different definition for the word. But I use it as to change something due to the time that you're in. So I'm going to tell you a story about someone who was poor and money corrupted him to the extent where he ended up losing everything. So there was a sheikh one day, he was performing salah. After he was done performing salah, he saw a mother was standing outside. She was crying. She was terrified. The sheikh quickly finished his salah, his tasbih and everything. He went to ask the mother, what's wrong? The mother said, if you had to know what I went through, you'd be surprised. So the sheikh asked, tell me a story, what happened? Why are you so terrified? Why do you look scared? She said, I'm scared of my son. Keep quiet, please. So obviously, the sheikh was surprised. What would make a son more scared than the mother, more scared than the father? So then the mother said, I'll tell you the story. When you live in a village of poverty and get education, get a job, and come back and help the family. But there was something particular about the son. He was very clever, but he grew up in a place of poverty. So there was his friend. His son was very rich. But the boy was asking himself, how is he so rich? But the whole village, they're all taking taxis. He's taking Lamborghinis to school. So he asked his friend, how do you have this money? How do you make so much money? The friend said, I'll not tell you. In fact, I'll show you. But you have to come with me for 3 days. The poor boy was surprised. I can make money in 3 days. He said, you went to go tell his family. He told his mother. The mother first declined, said, I don't know where you're going. The son said, if I don't come back with money, then I want you to disown me. So then the mother said, okay, you can go. The poor boy had a sister and a father. So when the boy left the city to go to the city, his father became very sick. And his father ended up dying while he was away. He said he was gone for three days. It took him 1 whole month. The mother called the son and said, your father has passed away. Can you please come home and have the janazah? The son said, don't worry, I'm going to pull up with the private jet. The mother was surprised. How does he have a private jet? When over here, his school shoes were talking, his shoes were open at the bottom. So the mother felt something was a bit sketchy. So when the son came back, he saw the son was different. He had a lot of money. He was spending money left and right. He bought his mother a car. He bought his mother a house. The mother was very surprised. How did he get all this money? Is it drugs? Is it weed? Is he a criminal? The son said, I swear to you, mom, I'm not selling drugs. I'm not doing any of those things. But if you want to move into my house, I only have one rule. When it's 12 o'clock, please do not call me or leave your room. 12 o'clock. So the mother was kind of surprised. Why shouldn't I leave the room at 12 o'clock? At night. Why should we leave in the morning? At night. But every time it reached 12 o'clock, his sister starts suffering, starts coughing, starts feeling sick at 12 o'clock. She calls him. He doesn't come. But she remembers, I'm not allowed to leave the room at 12 o'clock. I said, you know what? Let me go call him. So she left the room. When she left the room, all of a sudden, he was there by the door. The mother said, I was calling, why didn't you arrive? He said, I was at the toilet. The mother said, the toilet is on the left-hand side. Why are you coming from the right-hand side? He said, no, I want to go eat. So the mother found the son very sketchy and how he got the money. So the next night, the same thing happened. The sister became very sick around 12 o'clock. So the mother said, let me go see where my son is. So when she was looking for him, she found there was a door. It was locked. So when she opened the door, she went down to the basement. She said, I saw my son wearing a black robe and in a falcon. He was basically doing shirk. So the mother was so scared that she ran out of the house. Because if the son could do that to his sister, what would he do to his mother? And this story shows the sad reality about life. We tend to chase something that we want rather than what we need. You need a house. You want a mansion. You need a phone. You want an iPhone. You feel me? So the topic about this is very kind of simple, but I let you understand it. You feel me? So sometimes they say money makes you happy. That's not true. Money doesn't make you happy. It gives you the things that will make you happy. So it's not the solution to your problems. It's part of the equation to your problems. So we'll do an activity right now. I want all of you to prove that unity is one. I want all of you to shake the next person's hand and say, I love you for the sake of Allah. Do it. Do it. Love for the sake of Allah.
That's hard, huh? He told you to make shake, yeah? No, you to make noise, huh? Gee. SR, huh? What do you, the policeman, Isa? Policeman of the school, mashallah. What do you call you? SR. What it stands for? Student representative, mashallah. You know Isa is a student representative. Gee, so if you all misbehave, we're gonna sort Isa out, huh? So you're better for Isa's sake. Behave, inshallah. And Abdul Wahab, also policeman, where are you? Absent. Gee. So Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, we're continuing with Salah. Last week, Mawlana wasn't here. Qari Hamza had completed the Salah. And he was talking about the internal Salah, the external Salah, how we perform our Salah, like that we will live our life. Gee, I want you all now to go to the next step, which I tell you all every day. If you perform your Salah correctly, then your du'as will get accepted quickly. If you perform your Salah correctly, then your du'as will get accepted readily. I gave you the example before, and inshallah we will do this example again so that it sits in your brain. The Qibla for our du'a is the sky. The Qibla for du'a is the sky. We don't face the Qibla like how we face, when we are performing our Salah, we face the Qibla, this side. In Dua, we raise our hand, we don't raise it towards the Qibla like this, but rather we raise it towards the sky. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that we make Dua, and then we make Dua with our hands in line with our chest. Okay? Some people, they make dua after salah, their hands on their lap. Ji? Some people, they make dua, they don't raise their hands when they make in dua. So part of dua is to raise the hand. Yes, there are certain duas that you don't raise your hand. You get the duas of your daily routine. Going to the toilet, you don't have to pick up your hand. Allahumma inni a'udhubika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. Come on the toilet, ghufranaka alhamdulillah. You don't have to raise your hand. Dua after Azan, you don't have to read the An Allahumma Rabba Hadi Dawati Tamma. Similarly, there are certain du'as that you read after Salah, Allahumma Anta Salam, wa Minka Salam, Allahumma Inna Ala Dhikrik wa Shukrik. All these du'as, you don't have to raise your hand. that we raise our hand for dua when we are asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, for example, for tawbah, and we are asking our need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So raising the hands is sunnah. Raising the hands is sunnah. And we raise the hands face the sky. And there should be a slight gap in between your hands. So you're not going to put it by your lap, neither you're going to put it by your stomach, but rather by your chest. Sometimes when your du'as are more stronger, then your hands begin to lift. Like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made du'a in Arafah. Then his hands, Sahaba radiallahu anhum said that they could see the whiteness of his underarm, the whiteness of his armpit, because his hand was like this. So he was gone very deep in du'a. And he stood from what time? From Zuhr Salah to Maghrib Salah in du'a. That's how much du'a he was making for you, Anas. For you. For me. He was crying and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for his ummat. That was the du'a Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made. So we raise our hands, we put it by the chest, and once we go deeper in du'a and stronger in du'a, then our hands go higher. No problem. So I told you all, that's a qibla. Now I'm going to give you all an example so we can understand how du'a is. Du'a is to take from the treasure of Allah. Du'a is to take from the treasure of Allah. Like that, in this world, we take the treasure from where? Where you find treasure, right? Underground. Gee. Not in other people's bags, huh? Where you find it? Underground. Gee. So when you dig for treasure, you dig for the spade. Gee. So it depends how strong your spade is. Like that, you will get deeper, you'll go deeper. It depends how strong your du'a is, you will get stronger du'as and you will take from Allah faster. Jee. When you have yaqeen in Allah, where you throw away all reliances, you say everything else cannot do. You believe that everything else cannot do. You believe that nobody can sort your problem out besides Allah. You believe that no trick, no strategy, no plan, no way, no assistance besides Allah can help you. When you believe all this, then your du'a becomes stronger. Your spade for digging becomes stronger. It was a plastic spade without iman, without yaqeen, without conviction. Now when you have got iman and you got yaqeen, you got conviction in Allah, your spade becomes stronger. And when your spade becomes stronger, you can dig deeper. Like that, is du'a. You can take deeper from the treasures of Allah when you have full yaqeen, full conviction that only Allah can help you, and that's why you're only asking Allah Ta'ala. Jee. And then, as I told you, that just like how in this world to dig that earth, sometimes you got a spade, but it'll take you one entire year to dig an entire trench. But if you got one tipper, or what you call that, tractor, you'll see it comes here every day. In what you can do in one entire 1 month with a spade, it can do for you in few hours. Can do with you? It can do for you? In few hours. You can dig very deep and go very deep. Like that, our salah before our du'a. Salah before our du'a, according to how we perform our salah, like that our du'a will get strength and stronger, and it will take from the treasure of Allah. Every one of us has problems. Every one of us has problems. Allah has put us in this world for problems. Jai Yasin. One problem is you're sitting against the wall. One problem is you're sitting against the wall. Jai. Allah has put us in this world for problems. Jai. And Allah wants us to ride this problem. Go like how you would go into the ocean and the waves will keep on coming. You want to ride the waves so that you can go on to the other side. Like that, this world is full of problems. This is not Jannah. But a way that we can get our problem solved, and we don't get depressed. Many people in the world, they got depression. Ahmad Mawali, why they got depression? They are sad. Why they got problems? They feel or they think that their problems will go away. If a person thinks that a person's problem will go away, meaning that his life will be without problems, then he's in the wrong place. You're not in the world. This world is problems. If one problem gets solved out today, tomorrow there's another problem. If one problem gets solved out today in the morning, by the evening you've got another problem. Problems will keep on coming because we're living in the world. See, not living in Jannah. When Malak al-Maut comes to take your soul and take you to Jannah, inshallah, then there is no problem. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers, those who have iman, they are successful. They will have no problems. Finished. The end of problems. Yeah, in this dunya, we got problems. We got problem now. After Jummah, your problem is sorted out. By Asr Salah, you'll have another problem. But if you have dua, you have turning to Allah, and then the stronger your dua with Allah, the stronger your taking from the treasures of Allah, will easily make you right all these problems. Then there's no depression, there's no sadness. A person who got all the problems in the world, he's still smiling. But you got dua, you got connection with Allah. He wakes up with tahajjud in the morning, he's crying when everybody else is sleeping. He's putting his matters, his problems in front of Allah. Aflah, aflah al-mu'minun. Jay. So, we have got problems, it gets solved with the dua that Allah has given us. That's why I say, every day learn to read your salah. When Allah tells us every day is our time, read your salah in a way that Allah Ta'ala will accept your dua immediately. Allah will accept and remove your problems. But we think Mawlana is stupid. I'm showing you, I'm not giving you 1 million, I'm not giving you 2 million, I'm not giving you 5 million, I'm giving you the maker of all the millions. See? I'm telling you, I'm giving you the way and pathway to get all the millions. Because all the people who got however millions they got to, they also never bought off their solutions to their problems. They never. All the millions they have, they can't buy off the solution to their problem. The solution to the problem is in dua. However much money you got, you're not going to take away your problem. The person you got is a billionaire, a multi-billionaire, not in rands too, in dollars, or not in dollars, not in pounds. You're higher than that. What's the highest currency in the world? Kuwaiti dinar. When I went a couple years back, 54 rand for one Kuwaiti dinar. So all the dinars also. But it can't buy the solution to your problem. The only thing that can buy the solution to your problem is dua. Person complaining, I can't get this, I can't get that, I can't get this happening. Dua. It's there in dua. But learn to get your dua accepted. For duas to get accepted, we need to learn to get it accepted. And one of the ways, as I told you, is that we have to correct our salah. You go in sajda, up, down, kiss the ground, like you're not even thinking of Allah. You don't even make your Subhana Rabbi al-Ala properly, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Now too you can't even concentrate. Ayan. Why are you sitting so stuck next to each other? Obviously you're going to have problems. So, when we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, then first we have to believe that in the treasures of Allah is the solution. What do you have to believe? That I got a problem, the solution to my problem is 100% in the treasures of Allah. Nowhere else. Where it is? In the treasures of Allah. So we need to get it from the treasure of Allah. There's no problem that the solution is not in the treasures of Allah. Whatever problem Allah has given you in this dunya, there's no solution to it except in the treasures of Allah. But we have to get it from the treasures of Allah. How you get it from the treasures of Allah? Turakat Salah. Turakat Salah and Dua. They say the telephone number for Allah is 212. What? What it is? You said 212. J? 212 meaning 2 o'clock in the morning, tahajjud time. And everybody else is sleeping. And everybody else is sleeping. Sallu wa nasu niyamu. Read salah whilst the people are sleeping. Go back a little bit, Yusuf. I can see you got a, you are the one who's creating problems there. Sleep. When everybody else is sleeping, you waking up now to turn to Allah. Hazrat Imam Shafi rahimahullah used to say regarding tahajjud salah, it's as though you are throwing a dart and you're hitting it bullseye when you make dua at that time. Bullseye, perfectly shot, perfect shot, making dua at that time. It's like when you're digging for treasure in by the beach, soft sand. Ayan. I'll sit here. Abu Hafiz, pay attention. So you wake up in the morning at 2 o'clock. And then, one tear. 212, I said. One tear. And when you make dua to Allah, you must cry. You must cry. When you cry, Allah accepts your duas very quickly. Jee? You must cry. And then the other, you 2 rakat salah. 212. So then Allah Ta'ala will accept your dua, Allah will remove your problem. So how do we go about making dua? This is an important thing. Bye, pick up yourself. So when we start making our dua, first we praise Allah. What do we do? We praise Allah. We thank Allah. We say, Wallah, you're absolutely magnificent. You're great. Wallah, there's no one greater than you. Wallah, you're free from all types of faults. You don't make any mistakes. Oh, may Allah, you're perfect. So you praise Allah. You thank Allah. You make shukr to Allah. Allah, thank you for all the ni'mats and bounties. You thank Allah for iman that Allah has blessed us. Then you make salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After making praise upon Allah, then you make salat upon Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Oh Allah, send the choicest salam, send the choicest blessings upon Nabi Akram Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can say it in English, but better to say it in Arabic. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Praise Rasulullah in front of Allah. Thank Allah for Rasulullah. Thank Allah that Allah has sent us Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made us from the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thank Allah. Then after that you ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. We ask Allah for forgiveness. If a person makes dua asking Allah for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala makes whatever problem he's asking solution for that problem, Allah makes it easy. Allah says that person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man lazim al istighfar, that person who hold firm upon istighfar, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِن كُلِّ دِيكٍ مَخْرَجًا وَمِن كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ هَيْسُ يَحْتَسِبُ. That Allah will make for him a way out from all difficult conditions. Allah will give him sustenance from places he can't think of. So, we make istighfar, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. We ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then after we ask Allah Ta'ala for our needs of akhirat and dunya. Oh Allah Ta'ala, let me live with iman, let me die with iman, resurrect me with iman. Oh Allah, let me live with iman, die with iman, resurrect me with iman. Then you make dua for whatever dunyawi needs you have, what halal needs you have. Yeah, for sure. Don't make dua for a girl now, huh? Only make dua for marriage. Only haram. You can't make dua for haram. You can't make dua for haram deal, interest deal, and haram deals. You make dua for halal deal. After making dua for halal, and you ask for your dunyawi needs, you ask for your dini needs, then we praise Allah Ta'ala, and we make durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we start with durood. We start with praising Allah. We make durood, salat upon Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness for all our evil deeds and bad deeds. And then we ask for our needs of this dunya and qabr and akhirat. And then we praise Allah ta'ala again and make durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. And then we complete our dua. And this way our dua will be accepted. Jee, grade 6, 7, 8, going on top there, quiet, quietly, 10, 11, 12, and 9, going on top also, 10, 11, 12, quiet.